think we are live. Clear my throat a little bit. It's been cold weather in Norway here. Welcome to Love Your Love Muscle, our bi-weekly podcast about everything that is heart-focused living, meditation, heart-focused meditation, conscious living. We do a meditation session every episode as well. So yeah, welcome, join us. Welcome to everybody on Second Life. I see we have Benjamin here. Welcome to everybody from the Orion Messenger, a new messenger that is coming up in a, well, maybe a, in the part of next part of this year, I'm not sure. Select group of people there that doing the beta testing, and they always welcome to join our session live as well. And of course, our people on Odyssey joining in and our Telegram followers. Good to have you all here. The theme for today, let me see, for those that are watching live on Odyssey, made a haiku for you guys. Gut and mind, mind align, meditations, healing touch, harmony inside. You guessed it, we're going to talk about our gut and brain connection. What is the connection between our gut and our brain? Well, actually everything is connected, right? I talk a lot about it a lot when we do our heart-focused, heart-brain coherence meditation. We focus on our heart, we regulate our heart rhythm variation by doing that technique, and thereby we balance our nervous system. And what happens when we balance our nervous system? When we balance our nervous system, we also make a better connection between all the organs in our body. The information flow from the organs to our brain, not only from the heart to our brain, but also from all the other organs, gets optimized. Everything gets in balance. You can see the heart as a conductor of an orchestra, making sure that everything, every organ we have, every instrument we have is playing in tune. So as well as the gut. Our gut has neurons, just like the brain has neurons, and our gut is in connection with our brain, of course, through our nervous system. And we call that connection also for the gut-brain axis. And it goes both ways. It's not only information coming from the gut to the brain, it's also information going from the brain to the gut, and they affect each other. So bad gut health, like you're eating bad, malnutrition, chronic illness, disease, actually influences our moods, influences our the neurons in our brain, the way we think, the way we feel. That has a lot to do with that. And as you know, when we do our sessions, I also often talk about, okay, but if something affects our mood, can we then also self-regulate and change our mood? And does that have an effect on our body? And yes, it does. Just like when we are stressed, we breathe very shallow, right? Up in our chest area. And what do? And it changes our mood, we feel stressed. What do we do when we change our breathing pattern? When we start breathing and self-regulate and breathe with our tummy and even focus on our heart? Well, our mood changes right away. So when we change our mood that way, do we then also change our gut? Well, the gut-brain axis, as scientists and medicine people explain it, that they do. When we change our mood, we change also our physiology. That's what I often say as well. We change our whole physiology and also the physiology in our gut, the way our gut works. So yeah, there's a great benefit of doing self-regulation. Meditation, for example, is a good self-regulation technique to change our mood, to change the way we look at life, and thereby also change our physiology. So let's do that. So we give our immune system and all our gut flora and fauna and whatever it is in there shall we give it a nice immune system boost, shall we? So take a seat if you didn't sit already. Wonderful. Oh, and more people coming in. Valerie, good to see you as well. So take a seat. Make sure you have good enough support. And let's just start with our session like we always do. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And as you do that, lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Try to relax, settle down. One more time, a nice deep inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Feel yourself getting centered. Just let the day go, let everything go. Beautiful. Breathe normally. Just breathe like you usually do. Feel yourself getting more and more comfortable. Very good. Now try to breathe a little slower and deeper. Slower and deeper breathing. Beautiful. Slower and deeper breathing. Very good. Now can you move your focus? Can you move your attention in your heart space for a moment? You can help by putting your hand on your chest right there where your heart is. And now just imagine that you are breathing through your heart. Just imagine the air getting in and out of your chest area. In and out of your chest area. Wonderful. Just by doing this, just by breathing through your heart, just by imagining the air going in and out of your chest area, you are regulating your heart rhythm variation, making it very harmonious, very balanced. And that balances our nervous system. Beautiful. Now move your focus into your tummy. Just focus on your belly. You can put your hands on your tummy if you want to. And can you let that air going further down into your tummy as you breathe? So through your heart, down into your tummy. Notice your tummy getting bigger as you breathe in. And contracting as you breathe out. Wonderful. Now close your eyes if you haven't done so yet. Keep breathing all the way down through your heart and into your tummy. And imagine that you are breathing through your nose, warm, white, golden light. Nice, warm, light, golden. Light down into your nose, down to your heart, and into your tummy. Feel your whole tummy with that warm, white, golden light. Just imagine doing that. Every time you inhale, we imagine that white, golden light flowing along with the air through your nostrils, down into your lungs, through your heart, and down into your tummy. Visualize the air getting warm, the light getting warm. Beautiful. Warming your tummy. You can even, as that white golden light passes your heart, add some compassion, some care, and some love to it before it goes down into your tummy. Okay, keep on breathing. Inhale that healing, warm, white, golden light. Let it pass down through your heart. Add some love, compassion, and care to that light. Fill your tummy with it. Nourish it. Visualize your intestines. Getting bathed in that warm light. Really go for it. Create that nourishing, warm, caring feeling for yourself, your tummy, your gut. Beautiful. Can you even feel care and gratitude for your gut, for your tummy? Send it some gratitude as well. Because as our stomach digests our food, it pulls the nutrition, all the good stuff we need to keep ourselves healthy. It absorbs it and transports it through the blood system, through all the organs. It's good that it is working perfectly fine. Can be grateful for it. Okay. Wonderful. Now breathe normally again as we slowly get back to the present moment, becoming more aware of the room you are in, more aware of any sounds in the room you are in. Take a nice inhale. And as you exhale, slowly move your body back and forth from side to side. Wiggle with your fingers and toes. When you are ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Just notice how you feel right now. So just as with focusing on the heart like we often do, you can also focus on other body parts like what we did now today. Focusing on our gut, our tummy, and it has shown that what we focus on, energy goes. If we have pain somewhere and we try to focus on that with nourishing, caring feelings, we actually can measure in our blood that there are more white blood cells going to that area. More of all those healing properties our body has, all those hormones get activated. And we see that it focuses around that area and increases when we focus on that area with a caring, compassion feeling. Caring, compassionate feeling, I have to say. But the same we do with our heart. When we do our heart-brain coherence, we focus on our heart, breathe through our heart, and we create a positive feeling inside of us. Gratitude most often, joy, care, compassion. And we can do that with every organ in our body, like we did now with our gut. And it helps. It increases our immune system. It decreases our chronic pains, chronic illnesses. Try to do this every day. Try to do a meditation session, a self-regulation session, especially in the morning, just to get in the right state of mind, the right state of being that you want to be in, the right state of being, you know your body functions the best as well. So try it out. I have a guided therapeutic meditation called Mindful Eating, which kind of ties into what we talked about today with the gut and our health and our etc. So you can find it on my website. Patreon supporters have it included in their subscription, but you can buy it without a subscription from the Patreon site as well. So links will be posted afterwards when the recording gets published. And as always, the podcast is an audio podcast which gets released normally the Thursday after the recording, so this Thursday. And our Telegram users get the sound recording and our Patreon supporters get the whole video recording. So the great benefits of becoming a Patreon supporter, you get discounts on courses and workshops. You get discounts if you are in the area here where I live in Norway on my offline sessions with the whole transformational meditation group here in Norway. And you get included often links to videos that you normally have to pay for on the Gaia website. So yeah, a lot of things you get included with your Patreon subscription. So I can highly recommend doing that. I hope you like this session. I hope you want to try and give your tummy, give your gut some more attention, sending loving care and compassion and nourishing and visualizing with light, visualizing breathing that light into your tummy and do that for a couple of weeks and see the difference, notice the difference and let us know how that went and what you think. Take good care. I hope to see you back in 2 weeks again. Be safe. Namaste. And for those that celebrate Easter, happy Easter. For everyone, take good care. Bye-bye.